How's it going?
Hey, welcome back to Untamed. It has been quite some time since we got together, but you know, took a little short break, get our minds right, get ready for the next back half of sports here. And it's been crazy since we last talked, man. Chiefs lost the bowl. NBA still going. NCAA Madness is getting ready to start. And, you know, COVID is definitely taking apart some teams here in the tournament. But, you know, still going to get some automatic bids like KU and Virginia, even though they had to back out. They already got an automatic bid in the tournament.
Why should KU have won?
Why? We'll get into that later. You know, we ain't going to discuss that right now at the intro. It doesn't matter. They are in the top 25. And that's all that matters. The top 25 team. That's all that matters. But let's get into some NFL, man. That season was over with. We all know what happened. Chiefs got whooped. Simple as that. I went to bed a happy man knowing that the Chiefs only got two Super Bowls. And, you know, it is what it is. Buccaneers came prepared. Tom Brady is the GOAT with 7 rings. There's no more discussions, no this and that. It's official. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time in the NFL. And now, you know, free agency is starting to get kicked back up. Chiefs cut their 2 starting tackles. A bunch of people got franchise tags. Some people are going to go into free agency. So, you know, it's going to be a different league and new faces, you know, in this upcoming season. So what you got?
Nothing, man. I'm cool with everything except one thing, man. I can't believe that Dallas actually paying Prescott this much money. Think about it, bro.
Four years, $40 million a year, $160 million, $129 million guaranteed. You know, we don't know what Jerry Jones is doing. Clearly, he got some money in his back pocket to be handing out. I honestly thought y'all were going to get somebody else, maybe draft or, you know, make a big splash and trade for somebody. But clearly, y'all think Dak is the man. So.
No, hold on. Time out. Not we.
Then who?
Jerry.
I guess isolated.
We don't think that. I think if they could pay him, and I know he had an injury and everything, and I know Dad is, you know, a good person and. And everything they saying, I believe that is a good person, a good locker room person, good teammate, leader in the locker room. I can care less about any of that if we ain't winning no championships. We are the Dallas Cowboys.
He's what? So 2-2 in the playoffs? 2-2 in the playoffs, I think?
It don't matter because we didn't come back with what?
With a championship. Ain't gone to the bowl.
Tom Brady went right to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
They was a 5 seed in the playoffs.
And 5 seed in the playoffs. First year.
Crazy,
and
huh?
That been here how many years?
It's been what? 4 already?
Cupcakes and honey buns. Cupcakes and honey buns.
Hey. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's either him or the red rifle. You ain't really got no better options.
Hey, how much money we spend?
Spending $40 million this year.
Hey, I know a bunch of players. We could have got a bunch of players for $40 million. Give me the red rifle. Give me better offensive linemen. Give me a better defense that can actually stop folks. The red rifle will take us to the Super Bowl. Not Dak Prescott.
I don't know about all that. Andy Dalton taking you to a bowl. Maybe somebody who is still a contender in this league.
What happened? What happened any different? Did we have any drop-off when Andy Dalton was in compared to when Dak was in? Did we have any drop-off in production?
Yeah, honestly, it really stayed the same. Like, there was no difference.
No, I'm not understanding this. But, hey, this is Jerry.
But also, a lot of your defensive players got hurt in, like, the first 3 weeks.
Who paying
them? Clearly, Jerry.
That's what I say, bro. Cupcakes and honey buns. If you're going to play this soft and you're going to be this soft, cupcakes and honey buns and unicorns.
Well, clearly the Buccaneers are trying to go back to the bowl because they restructured T. Brady's contract, freed up $19 million cap. They just extended Devin White. could try to make a run back to back. Clearly.
Why wouldn't they?
Chiefs are trying to make a run back for it. They cut Schwartz and Eric Fisher, the starting tackles, because they definitely, they're not going to go back. But clearly, they're trying to free up some cap space because, they, you know, they wanted to give Patty Mahomes all the money, which, I mean, granted, he does deserve. Took him to a bowl, won a bowl.
Huh.
What do you mean, how? I mean, he deserves his money. It's a lot. It's a lot. I'll tell you that. It's a lot.
What happened when he didn't have no protection? Starting.
The way Mahomes played in that bowl would look like he'd have been playing if he was in Chicago.
Thank you. So, I understand he's a superstar. He can throw the ball, all this. But if you get paid $500 million, I don't care if you got little fat midgets out there blocking for you.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he was running for his life that entire game.
I don't care.
And they couldn't get it done. They couldn't get it done. Like I told every Chiefs fan that I know, whether it's my family or my friends, I all told them, the Buccaneers are going to be ready to play y'all. Do not sleep on them. And when they say, oh, no, we're the best. We got the best on, blah, blah, blah. It's just going to be like the last game. I'm like, no, it's not. But, hey, go ahead. You want to make your bed? Go ahead and lay in it. And sure enough, what happened? They laid in it and they cried in it.
Yeah, ate too much barbecue sauce from KC. That party that they had going out. Mm-mm.
They thought it was a wrap. They just thought, oh, we got it. They're not even that good, blah, blah, blah. It don't matter if it was a 5 seed. They came ready to play. Simple as that. They came ready to play. See, offense, defense, special teams. As soon as Tyrann Mathieu was talking smack to Tom Brady, that's when I knew it's a wrap. It's over with.
Well, yeah, but you got to expect that. Super Bowl, you know, the Honey Badger is a noise talker. So that didn't really get me. The thing was the execution that Tom Brady had versus that defense. Because what is Tom known for? Most of the time in the Super Bowl, he gets them in position, but they always kicking field goals. He get them in position, but he always winning it because of a field goal kicker. This game was the first game that you in the Super Bowl where he came out. And besides Atlanta, because in Atlanta he did the same thing versus Atlanta, he did the same thing. But this was one of the games where he came out and he made sure that it's no doubt who the greatest is. Because it was a lot of throws. I know the one to Antonio Brown. I mean, Antonio Brown, he was just like, that throw is a big boy throw. Tight goal line. You got a short, short window. That's like,
oh, yeah. He just
up to 2 feet. I mean, he threw that in there, man. That's a big time.
Chucked it in there right on the money.
Yeah.
It was directly at Tyrann Mathieu, too. So definitely it was a shot at him. Be like, look, I'm going to talk to that smack. I'm going to come back and get you. So,
yeah.
It is what it is, man. They just, like, as soon as I saw Leonard Fournette score that last touchdown. What was that, like a 20, 25-yard run? Broke-out run? That's what I was like, yep, they on the coffin. That's it. They're not coming back. They've had every opportunity. Tampa Bay let them drive. Like just keep them in front. As soon as they get the red zone, it's over with. They're not going to score. And that's what they did every time. You can kick the field goal, but you're not going to get a touchdown.
Yes. But one of the biggest things that, like, I like to portray from this Super Bowl because – it's one thing to tell, you know, as a coach, we always tell y'all to stay focused, you know, to stay focused. But this was the first time to where over a stretch of time, you could see when Tom first got there, Bruce Arians didn't want to give him the reins. He kind of was like trying to hold him back and trying to still keep control. But then to that bye week, the one bye week Tampa Bay had, late on in the season, because that was normally, you know, normally you have buys early in the season, but they had it late in the season. And ever since that point, a lot of the players always turn around and say that was a turning point in the season because Tom got with the group and was like, I understand how y'all been doing it. Let me show you how it's done. Just buy into it, and I guarantee you're going to see some success. Get out of doing it the way you're comfortable doing it. And let me show you a new way of doing it. And it was just a completely different team. They rolled off 7 straight wins. And you could see, like, everybody understood now what it takes to be on the same page and win games because the focus changed. You even seen guys literally on defense knowing that this play was going to go here. That's why, how do you think a middle linebacker gets so many interceptions? That's because, you know, you're not thinking they finna run this. I know they finna run it and I'm finna
jump. Yeah,
you know? And so I got hats off to not only Tom Brady, but Bruce Arians in stepping out of the way and saying, hey, what I want done is not working right now. Let me trust somebody else who done this again, because Bruce Arians like throwing the ball down the field. Then all of a sudden during the break, you start seeing crossing routes, underneath routes, more one-on-one routes downfield. And it was like, man, this is not Bruce Arians. This is more TB.
Yeah, definitely TB.
Yeah, I give hats off to them for, you know, changing up and, you know, buying into something new.
They definitely attacked their secondary, because the Chiefs secondary got, I don't know how many penalties, but they've been doing that all year. And finally they get caught doing it, and then they won't cry about it. It's like,
yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Some of those were a little suspect. Some of those calls were like, maybe not. But when the ones that were very clear, obviously.
Hey, you know this from playing for me. Some things you got to talk to the ref about before the game.
Yeah.
Talk to the refs about it before the game. Get it on their mind. So when it happens, they want to grab their flag because it's on their mind. I just think that's good coaching.
Strategizing, too. Be like, hey, we're going to get to them some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but honestly, it was a crazy season. Nobody thought the Buccaneers were going to make it to the bowl. Everybody had the Chiefs going, obviously. But crazy season, man.
Yeah, it was.
From week one all the way to the end. No matter what your team did, and, you know, hey, I thought my team was going to do it. Clearly not. We still got things to work on.
Why would you think that?
You have to have hope every year to hope that your team is going to finally get together, get over the hump, and finally do something. I'm sure you was hoping your team was going to finally do it, but clearly not.
Hold on. Time out. We're not comparing the Raiders and the Cowboys, are
we? We should, because we clearly had a better season than y'all.
No, we can't. No. One team hopes to get there. Ain't that the word you use? Hope?
Yeah, what's wrong with having a little hope?
We expect to get there every year.
Yeah, the expectation needs to turn into hope, because you need to bring that back down. Yes.
No, hope, we ain't running on no hope. We are running on expectations.
Yeah, your expectation is to clearly not make the playoffs. Clearly.
Hold on.
I know your season was done when you lost to the Browns. What was it, like 45 to like 20, 30?
They had
over 300 rushing yards as a team.
Yes. But that's the reason why you see a coaching change. Defensive coordinator gone. Other people have left because why? They did not meet expectations. So they got to go.
I knew y'all season was doomed when y'all barely beat the Falcons on that fumble, whatever it was, that onside kick, when it was just a botched play. I knew that's what I was like, man, these guys ain't legit. They would start off 0-3.
Hey. You play to win the game.
Right, you do. You play to win the game.
Did we win?
A couple.
We won that game.
Barely.
But it don't matter.
Hey, my team won some games, too.
Yeah, some games. The Raiders.
What?
Hope to go to the Super Bowl. We expect to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the expectation needs to bring back down. You don't have a legitimate team. My team is literally maybe like two or three defensive players away from being an actual contender, finally. Who? Our offense is there. My team.
No.
Our offense is there. Okay, no. We just don't have a few pieces.
Y'all not going to the Super Bowl with Patty in their conference.
We will. Okay. Okay, that week five game, that game was like, yeah, we're not pushover. Hey, no. We're not that pushover team that we used to be that past decade. It's a new decade. We coming out right. Now,
when y'all go back to the Super Bowl, that little pirate that's on the side of y'all helmet is going to raise their patch up and wink at me.
Yeah.
Until that happens, y'all ain't going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we will. Believe me, we will. We will get there.
He gonna turn that patch up. And he gonna wink at me with that eye.
We will get there.
He ain't gonna never do it.
In the next 5 to 10 years, we will definitely be in the Super Bowl more than once.
Five to ten.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's a Raider hoping to go to the Super Bowl. Dallas, we better go there next year.
No, you're not. You're not.
As much as we paying Dak. You're not.
Yeah, as much as you pay Dak, you're not going to the bowl, Doty. You know what you're going to go? To the Pro Bowl. Go get your tickets. Go down to Orlando. Watch the game. While you watching my team in the bowl. It's going to happen. Bro, we got legitimate players. Legitimate playmakers on offense. Now, we'll rebuild on our line. Hey, you got to eventually. Trent Brown missed like half of his games. He missed 16 and played 16. He was a waste of money. Gotta trade him away. Had a cut our 2 starting guards. They're a little older. Hey, you gotta be young. This is like I told you. This is a young man's game. Out with the old, in with the new, Doty. Defense is right there. We just need to make a little couple vets on the secondary. Get the young bucks right. Hey, we'll be right there.
Say whatever you want to say. I don't care. Patty Mahomes is in that conference. Y'all not going nowhere.
He can see us. We'll go back to KC. He shouldn't even won in Vegas. He should have been 0-2 against us. But clearly, he made the better play. Our defensive player made a mistake. They won the game. 1-1. Mm-hmm. Hey, you win some, you lose some. All right? That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
You win that's some, you lose some.
That's a Raiders attitude. Dallas attitude is you win them and you win them.
Clearly, you can't do that. You can't win with Dak. Broke his ankle. You can't win with the red rifle because he got a concussion and COVID. So then you got Ben DiNucci, your 7th-round pick. Can't even win with him. Then you got Cooper Rush in there. Practice squad player. Garrett Gilbert, practice squad player. And it's like, who's your quarterback? You ain't got one. Dak is not your quarterback. Like you just said earlier, he's not our quarterback. So you know what? No,
it's not ours because you know who I wanted?
Why?
I wanted my cousin Russell. Oh, I've been talking to him all week like, Doty, I'm finna be in Texas. Man, come up. Me and Sierra gonna be, man, we come to Texas. I'm like, come on down, cuz. You know, we got you. We that need you here. Then next thing you know, Jerry done signed this dude to a long contract. And I gotta call my cousin like, cuz, man, what's wrong? What's wrong, man? What happened?
It's like we weren't getting them, just like Chicago wasn't getting them. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. Seattle.
He could have got him because he verbally said, I want to go to Dallas.
Verbally said he wanted to come to Las Vegas. So, Russell Wilson.
He said he wanted to go where?
Las Vegas.
He must have been on drugs or something that night.
He must have been on drugs if he said he wanted to go to Dallas.
He knows that's best for his career. And we got good food down here.
Like, yeah, but what about your players? They ain't that good either.
Because they fool.
It is what it is, Doty. Next season, free agency starts in like a couple days. We'll see who's going where. Hey, sure enough, we'll be talking about the draft, who we going to pick in. Let's move the NFL to the side. It's basketball season right now, man. March Madness coming up. Selection Sunday is on this Sunday. Now, like I said earlier, KU had to opt out of the Big 12 tournament because of COVID. UNC, Virginia, and so on and so forth. KU did because they got a COVID. They had a positive case on their team.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, we still got an automatic bid, though.
Little Jay Bird couldn't make it.
Hey, it don't matter because you know we was probably gonna have to face Baylor anyways in the tournament championship, and we was gonna win. Simple as that. We was gonna win just like we put a beat on last time. So it don't matter, Doty.
Okay, bro.
It does not matter.
Okay.
But hey, tournaments coming to a close. People getting upset here and there. I want to talk about who you think going to be the number one seeds in the four regions. Who you got? I want to hear your selections. Who you think number one seeds in all four regions? Who you think?
Well, I don't necessarily know what regions because you know. I think Baylor and Gonzaga, out west Gonzaga, down south, you know, I think Baylor. But when it goes from there, man, I know the selection team that named some teams, but I'm not too big on those other teams because, like,
yeah, some people are saying like Ohio State or
I don't believe Ohio State.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that either.
Iowa, I think it's a better team.
Yeah, they are. They got a pretty good solid squad this year.
Yeah, and I'm not big on a lot of the guys from the East Coast because it's not really no dominant force out east. You got Florida State. Florida State always playing good basketball.
Yeah.
But then you got in the SEC, you got Alabama. Who, man? I seen Alabama play today. Alabama look good, man. So, I can't go one way or another, you know. So, coming out the east, I don't really know, but I know in the Midwest region, I got to go with Iowa. And then south, Baylor, west, Gonzaga, but that east, bro, I don't really know.
I mean, you could go with, Illinois, Michigan, they're in the top five right now. So, I mean...
Yeah, but like Michigan got blew out by Illinois. And that game right there showed me that, like, are they really ready for the physical play this late in the season?
Yeah.
You know, they're a good fundamentally sound team, and I like what Juwan Howard done with them. But
oh yeah, totally turn around the program.
Oh, yeah, he did. But can those guys play physical? Because Illinois, like, they got any shot that they wanted to get. You know, in the paint, the threes, that was not a fluke win. That was a dominating win, and we know we can blow the doors off of you.
Definitely.
But things change when Iowa comes in the picture. And I don't know if it's Iowa's tempo or what it is, but Iowa always throws a wrench in everybody's game plan, you know? And so, guards inside is a beast. He's just a monster inside.
He is.
So I'm not really sure about the Midwest and the East, bro. I just like Iowa. I just think Iowa is one of the most consistent teams, but Illinois is strong too. And Michigan, yeah, like you said.
Well, you know, all the games are going to be played in Indiana. So, I mean, it's going to be different this year. You know, you got Alabama as a 6 seed. You know, I don't even remember the last time they were even the top 10, like ever. I mean, SEC basketball has never been the strongest, but they've always had their fair share of teams get their bid in the tournament. You know, Arkansas is up there. I mean, West Virginia is at 10, you know, KU, Oklahoma State, Texas, Villanova, Florida State, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a different bracket and seeding wise because, you know, KU's never been that low. It's been a long time since they've been below the top five. So, you know, me personally, I see them as like a 5 or 6 seed. I don't think they deserve anywhere top four as a seed in the bracket. Now,
Why should they even go now?
Why should they go? They're a top 15 team in the nation, top 25.
They can't stay healthy.
Wow, just because of one COVID case, you think they can't stay healthy?
Hey,
it does not mean anything. Everybody's going to be going in the bubble. You go into Indiana, and you can't leave Indiana. Simple as that.
Mm-mm.
Now.
Mm-mm. One kid get in trouble, the whole team get put on what? Suspension. So, hey, if one person gets sick, guess what? The whole team needs to be sent down. We don't need KU this year. We don't need them. Go home, rest. Y'all done had y'all run. Go home, rest.
Hey, they're going to have a nice run. I say like Sweet 16, Elite 8. Or not Elite 8, but I can see them definitely get the Sweet 16, maybe losing to a way better team. But Hey, I'm calling early. Let's go ahead with our early Final Four picks, you know, for Selection Sunday before we get everything going. Who you think you got in the Final Four? You always got to have a sleeper because, you know, there's always that one team that you're like, yo, did not even expect them to ball out like that. So, you know.
Hey, bro, no. You know me. You don't play for me. I don't believe in Cinderella.
No Cinderellas? No one?
No Cinderella.
Hey, well, you know what? My early Final Four, I definitely got Gonzaga in there. They definitely have earned their respect. I can definitely see Michigan making a nice run.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, probably not. Baylor, every year they always got a good team, but they never exceed the expectations in the tournament. They're always getting out in like the Sweet 16, losing to some bum team. So it's like,
when was the last time Kansas won?
To the Sweet 16 or to the Final Four?
Final Four.
What was it, like 2-3 years ago?
2-3 years ago? Ain't Baylor been since then?
I can't remember, honestly. It's been a while. I haven't done my studying like I should be.
Can you do something for me?
What? What you want me to do?
Can you put some respect on them birds' names? Not the bear.
The bird. No, I ain't going to put no respect on their name until they make the Final Four.
They're going to be in the Final Four, bro.
I don't think so. I definitely think Oklahoma State will make it to the Final Four. They got a good squad. Yes.
They do got a good squad, but no.
I say Final Four. So who do I say? Gonzaga, Michigan, Oklahoma State. My last one, and sleeper, man. You know, Georgetown been playing some pretty good ball. I say Georgetown is my Cinderella. I think they make it to the Final Four.
No, they got lucky beating Villanova the other day. So now I'm not going.
They get lucky. They just played good.
Well, they might have, but I'm not going with them.
Then who you got? Come on, let me hear it.
I think honestly, Florida State. I think Florida State got a real, real good chance.
Okay, that's one.
They play very, very good in the ACC. Coming out of, I think Baylor. You know, I'm gonna say Baylor. I think they.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Depending on what other Big 12 team, what other region they go to, I do feel what you're saying with Oklahoma State going to the right region. You know, but if they go to a region to where they have to count on their 3-point shooting and all that, I don't really think they're gonna be successful because they're not consistent enough over a long stretch of time. And I don't really think they're strong enough or built for tournament play. I think Baylor's built for tournament play. I know Gonzaga's built for tournament play. And Baylor, Gonzaga, and honestly, Michigan, I like Michigan, bro, because I think Juwan Howard can coach in a tournament. Now, what happened the other day with him and Illinois, and Illinois blowing the doors off of him, I know I'm contradicting myself, but I think he's going to change up the game strategy if he has to see another team that's physical like that.
Yeah.
I think he's going to change up his strategy and not let them get to the paint, not sit back in that tight zone, start kind of meeting folks out of, you know, mid-court, you know what I'm saying, trying to spread out the offense. So I want to say Michigan, man. I want to say Michigan, Baylor, Gonzaga, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there, man, Florida State.
Solid picks. I like it. But a little score update for you since here on my laptop and I'm going live. I want to let you know that Baylor lost to Oklahoma State 83-74. And, you know, it'll be Texas and Oklahoma State in the Big 12 tournament championship. Just want to let you know that, you know, since you want to talk about Baylor this and Baylor that, you know.
No, hey, listen. Baylor, when Baylor excitement was to beat KU. KU's gone. So they wasn't excited. So, yeah, Oklahoma State snuck in, beat them. They wasn't excited. The team that they wanted to see, they didn't get a chance to see. So guess what?
Honestly, it probably would have been Texas and Baylor because, you know, Texas has beaten us twice this season. And, you know, honestly, Shaka Smart, you know, I'll give him credit. You know, he's been trying to turn it around.
Yeah, he even grew his hair out.
He got an easy bypass because, you know, we got COVID. But, you know, it is what it is, man.
Selection Sunday. Wasn't excited. Baby was kind of like, man, they're going to the house, baby.
It is what it is, man. Selection Sunday is this Sunday. I'm excited to see who gets put where. And, you know, hey, we'll be back on. Hey, breakdown, you know, see who's going to go far and this and that, man. But, you know, let's move it on to the final topic. The NBA, man, has been a crazy season. Some early on the season, you know, games were getting canceled because, you know, some teams only had like seven dudes to play. And, you know, it got crazy. It's been calmed down a little bit. LaMelo Ball's been balling out. You know, Nets are pretty much the super team to beat right now. Sixers are playing the Nets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're stacked, man. I mean, I'll give them credit. You know, the Sixers are the team to beat in the East. They're number one. You know, Lakers are probably going to try running back. They're definitely going to try running back. But, you know, the East is a little hot. You think Utah is that team, you think? I don't know. I mean, the Knicks are, you know, surprisingly got a spot right now. Seven seed. The Knicks. Crazy.
I know Knicks.
Crazy enough, they got a spot. The Jazz, yeah, you know, they're legit. Surprisingly, I'm really surprised the Suns are the two seed right now. As of right now in the playoffs. Warriors were in it. You know, lost a couple games. You know, that it's been like that all season for them. You know, they win two, lose one, or they lose two and win one. I mean, it's been a back and forth season for them, especially since Clay's hurt. You know, it's not all right there. You know,
you see the recruiting LeBron gonna do finally on the floor with Steph Curry.
I know.
I'm trying to recruit. That's tampering. The NBA should have hit him with a tampering clause right there.
Right, they should have, but they didn't. But honestly, I mean, who you really think is going to be in the finals? I mean, you really think the Nets are going to go all the way?
Yes. And they got Blake Griffin now.
I feel like it's finally the Sixers' chance. You know, I feel like it's been building up. No. I feel like they run the table. I feel like they run the table, and they do what they're supposed to do.
No.
Yes. No. Yes, I think they were on the table. They finally, all that talking, because, you know, they always been talking about, oh, we finally got a team, trust the process, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, one seed right now, balling out. And
Hulu had last sports. That's all he need to worry about saying. Embiid, that's all Embiid need to be worrying about saying is Hulu had last sports. Him and Giannis. Because both of them going to be making Hulu commercials.
And the Bucks had their chance to, you know, run the table and try and be a dynasty, but they ain't got it. They ain't got it. And nobody thought the Miami Heat were going to make the finals last year. They're somewhere in the 4 or 5 seed.
That was because of the bubble. That was because of the bubble.
That was because of the bubble.
They wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. You know,
that's the truth.
In the West, the Jazz are playing real good right now. Finally getting to turn around. Lakers are still up there. Clippers are showing out with Kawhi, you know. All that, but hey, it's still early. We still got a long ways to go. Hopefully the season don't get cut off like it did last year. Hey, by this time, it got cut off, remember? Rudy Gobert was the first one in the NBA to test positive for COVID, and they all blamed it on him, and then we didn't hear nothing. We was all at home chilling. So, you know, it's crazy. Literally a year ago, the world collapsed with the NBA. Like, that's where it all started, like, as soon as he got COVID.
Yeah.
It just trickled down to all the other sports, and it was crazy. Yeah. You know,
you remember this time last year, I was in Wichita getting ready for the football season in Wichita. And
indoor season, man.
Yeah, we ended up getting that call saying that, you know, they were going to send us home, they were going to cancel the season. So I hope they get a chance to play this year.
They're supposed to.
Yeah, they're supposed to. But, you know, those leagues right there, man, everything is so sensitive. And, you know, being a small market organization, you know, they got to do a lot of traveling from state to state, and you know, rules change from state to state. So,
yeah,
I hope they get a chance to get a chance to, you know, play it out. I couldn't take a chance on coaching this year.
Yeah,
but I really wish them well. But when I come back,
man, it's all over with. It's over with. It is over with.
Yes, I gotta make up for lost time. So I'm trying to push this OC 70 points a game. Indoor football.
70 points. No, nothing below.
Nothing below. Nothing. If anything under 70 is what? Failing, right?
Failing.
We got to pass.
Man, but, you know, it's been crazy, man. Crazy wild. But, you know, we're going to get it picked back up, man. You know, finally, we're going to get it untamed as we usually do. Feel me?
Yes. Yes. I can tell you one thing that this season or this whole pandemic thing has done. It's really separated some good coaches from some coaches who you got to start questioning, are they really as good as they say? Because think about it. You got Duke, a blue blood team, bro. Struggle.
Falling apart.
You got Kentucky, a blue blood.
Falling apart.
Wow, like, are y'all really, you got to have things perfect to be able to coach? Or can y'all be like this guy here in Gonzaga who, he didn't skip a beat, bro. I'm very impressed with the coach out of Gonzaga, man. He did not, like, nothing fell off.
True. I still feel like they should have still had, like, a March Madness tournament last year, you know. I feel like they should have just, like, top 25, you know. Or, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they should have just did a 32 or a summer tournament. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there were still a lot of good players from last year that didn't get a chance to show out. KU was the number one team in the nation. I really thought they were going to win the Natty. I really thought. Dayton had a good squad. There was a lot. Why are you falling asleep? I don't know why you're falling asleep. Because, you know, I'm telling the truth. Last year's tournament was going to be crazy, man. I was so excited. And then, you know, COVID happened, took all the fun away.
Who'd you say again? Who's number one?
KU was number one. I don't know why you're falling asleep. Hey, when you talk about the Cowboys and all your problems, that's what I look like. Just falling asleep.
Cowboys make the news every day. Cowboys make the news every day.
I don't know why. They ain't that important.
America's team?
No. Clearly not America's team. Hasn't been America's team since the 90s.
It's always been America's team.
Never have. Never will. It is what it is, man. You got anything special you want to talk about before we wrap this thing up, man?
No, man. I've got nothing to talk about, man. Just wishing everybody, you know, a safe and enjoyous, you know what I'm saying, weekend. And, you know, I know a lot of people down here in Texas, a lot of teams are starting their track season up and going to some of their, like, some of them in their first track meet, second track meet, some third. But wish good luck to everybody, man. Run good, run safe, be safe, and, you know, compete. You know, go out and try to give it your best, man. Good luck to all the coaches, and hope everybody's, you know, coaching up good technique, fundamentals, and, you know, I hope the kids get the most out of the season because, you know, I gotta give credit to where credit's due, man. A lot of the high school kids that I know who's been dealing with this pandemic, you know, you don't hear a lot of complaining from them. You know, it's just kind of, hey, coach, this is what it is, and, you know, we just got to get through it. So I give credit to kids all across the country. You know, if you're competing in a sport, man, I give you credit because, you know, right now it's easy to just sit out, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the world. But, you know, I like to see the kids kind of deal with adversity and come out and good attitudes and still competing and looking forward to competing. So I give a lot of credit to the young people across the country right now.
And to everybody else, man. It's been a crazy year. Some people played through COVID. Some people got their season cut short because of COVID. And, you know, it's been crazy. So, I mean, y'all got an opportunity to get your COVID shot. Go ahead and get one. I got mine the other day. But, I mean.
Eating crawfish.
Go ahead, drink
it. 3 pounds of crawfish. 3 pounds of crawfish a week.
Hey, if you don't want to get the shot, hey, wear your mask, social distance, you know the deal. But hey, stay safe. Tune in next week. Selection Sunday breakdown, you know, free agency, NFL is going to be coming up. Going to see who gets signed. And, you know, hey, it's going to be next good week. Everybody have a good weekend. And, you know, y'all know what it is. Your boy Bubba.